1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is coming up on 8:22, joined on the line by taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, and founder of the New England Tax Relief, Paddle Gentile Coaching, Fighting the Good Fight. That's the name of her podcast, defending taxpayers, solving their tax problems. Good morning, Patty. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. We'll talk about the latest podcast you have coming up.
Yes, this is, I love this one. I love them all. Every one of my guests just have such a specialty niche that is so important for the tax professionals who I coach, who are solving clients' tax problems, taxpayers' tax problems, to know these different areas and issues that can arise for taxpayers, as well as you mentioned, I am the founder of New England Tax Relief, and that is my practice where I defend taxpayers and help them resolve their tax problems, my own tax cases. This episode coming up on Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile is with James Olson, and he's a CPA, 35 years experience, 25 years of his experience is with the IRS as a special agent. There's only approximately 2,000 to 2,500 nationwide of IRS special agents. And they are very different from revenue officers, IRS revenue officers, and IRS revenue agents. And people don't realize that when they get a notice or from the IRS special agent that they're opening an investigation, what that really means. And Jim, I believe I just mentioned that he's maybe I didn't, his credentials, he's a CPA, but he's also a CFE, Certified Fraud Examiner, and a CFF, which is a Certified Financial Forensic Investigator. But what Jim has mentioned is the fact that the goal of the revenue agents or the revenue officers is to get returns filed, collect money, and that's pretty much it around taxes that have been assessed or taxes that need to be assessed if you are a non-filer and they collect your returns. So they get tax assessments and deal with those. The goal of the special agent is to collect the criminal evidence so they can refer it to federal prosecutors and recommend a criminal tax case, whether it's evasion, whether it's false returns, but the ultimate goal is federal incarceration. So, like he has said in the podcast, this goal is to put you in prison. It's not to collect the money. So, if you receive a notification from a special agent, an IRS special agent, stating that they'd like to meet with you and speak with you. They're starting an investigation. Now, the revenue officers and the revenue agents of the IRS can refer these cases to them, meaning a revenue officer has sat there and spoke with a taxpayer about getting their non-filed returns filed and collecting taxes that are owed. The revenue agents are who we know to be auditors. So they're examining returns and your information. And so like Jim said in the podcast that there's some smoke there. That's how he put it, where the revenue officers or the revenue agents turn around and they refer to IRS criminal investigation unit this particular taxpayer. But like he said, the next step now is the special agent and the investigation to gather criminal evidence. And so, as he puts it, is there some fire? So there might be some smoke when they get this referral, but is there fire? And that's where he steps in, and they, you know, they have badges. They have the license to carry firearm. They are trying to collect criminal evidence. They can read you your rights. So this is a very, very specific position in, as an IRS special agent. And what he's letting CPAs and enrolled agents, EAs, and other tax professionals know is that if you're a practitioner, when a client comes in and starts telling you about all the misdeeds they're doing, or, you know, they start telling you that they're cheating on their taxes and now they're in trouble with the IRS, you stop the interview right there. You stop and you tell them that they need to get counsel. And then you, as a CPA or an EA, you need to get competent counsel to understand the criminal tax situation. You don't get your friend or family member who's a business attorney. You get a real criminal tax attorney who understands what this is about, how the investigations go, what your rights are as a taxpayer if this investigation is happening. It doesn't mean that once evidence is collected by the IRS special agent that you are going to be indicted for tax fraud or evasion. But that's why you want the criminal tax attorney as a taxpayer. So as a tax practitioner, you want to be careful and not work with somebody who wants you to do shady stuff even, because you can very easily become a co-conspirator. And so that's my caveat to any taxpayer or tax professional when it's coming to something that just in what I call doesn't pass a smell test. And you don't want to be involved in that.
Right. All right, Patty, when is the latest episode drop and where can people get it?
It just went live over the weekend, and you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, Defending Taxpayers and Solving Their Tax Problems, or anywhere that you do actually go to get your podcast and subscribe. YouTube, it's up now on YouTube as well. And so you can go into YouTube and just search Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. And you can find it anywhere. I there's all the other previous episodes as well, but this is the most recent one. And I want to thank you for letting me be able to tell your listeners that it's available for them to listen to.
All right, Patty. And I'm assuming that James Olsen is not Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen from Superman, right?
Oh, right. James Olsen. No. No, not at all.
All right.
Can find him at the Law Office of Christy Lee on their website, but I'm closer. I'm on the East Coast. They're
right
over in from Colorado to Alaska. So feel free to contact me at newenglandtaxrelief.com.
Great. Patricia, thanks for your time this morning. Be well. Take care.
Well, thank you. You too, Tony. Bye-bye.
Patricia Gentile joining us here on WGCH.